Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, as I always say, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Kids for Love project and radio show, and then this show, Love by Intuition. And you can hear Love by Intuition every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston. And you can also go on our own syndicated station, which is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and it's Dream Visions, all one word, with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. And you'll not only see the Love by Intuition show, but all our glorious, wonderful, amazing, phenomenal, can't say enough about our hosts. All of them, you know, with topics and their shows are directed to help you out there. And that's what the Love by Intuition, we're all about. Love, self-love, because how do we have love and peace in the world if we're holding harm, shame, blame, hate within ourselves? So it's going within and seeing what's there and running to it instead of running away. That's the fun part. Sometimes not so much fun. But we have a wonderful guest, a special guest, Dr. Deborah Dooley. And I met her actually through the Boston Network. And she's going to be talking about evolutionary astrology, which really helps us understand more about ourselves, why we're here on the earth, what our mission is, and how it all fits together. Now, Deborah is a mentoring body, mind, emotion, soul integration. She's licensed counselor and educator, yoga teacher, does biofeedback and neurofeedback. And she's created this evolutionary astrology, which is different than regular. So we're going to bring her right in. We've got a show packed with information, and I'm sure many people would like to call in as well. So, Deborah, without further ado, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're welcome. So I'm really curious as to, now you've got, a background with your degree, and now you're doing astrology. So what changed in your life that brought you to, do that shift?
I had worked as a psychotherapist for 30 years, and often for my more spiritually inclined people, at the end of the completion of the work that we did together, they would say, well, what's next? And I would say, well, I know this astrologer that he can talk about what's next. And we would get his recording. And every single recording covered all the issues that we had spent together the last year working with. And I just found that to be more than synchronous. And then I published a book at the beginning of 2000. And that book is a developmental perspective of how consciousness evolves, and I have 10 developmental stages of consciousness, and I came across the astrological wheel at that time, a more in-depth perspective of it, and they exactly mirrored each other, and that was more than coincidence for me, so I started really studying at that point. And there's just the mystery of astrology is amazing, and the more one studies it, the more the deeper it becomes. I just want to add one little correction, though. I did not create evolutionary astrology. A married man during the 70s was the first one to use that term. And then Stephen Forrest and Jeffrey Green are the big teachers that teach around the world that system. And so I've just been one of their students who happens to have a lot of background in psychology and transformation.
Right, and blending all those pieces together, you become a unique individual to offer the, you know, the client or the person that comes to you so much more depth, I really think, because one complements the other.
Yeah, my specialty, I think, that I bring to the field of astrology is that I have a great focus on skills. Developmental skills. So I think at one level, many of us understand, you know, the concept of divine love and spirituality, but on a day-to-day basis, we're not always living in that field. And so that there's, we have a vision and we have a mental understanding, but we also carry some habituated patterns that I refer to as a morphic resonance field that move from one lifetime to the next. And we're here to actually heal those. And so what's the application? Like, what's the practical exercises that we do to actually begin to heal that field of energy and come into that more divine whole place inside of ourselves? And so in the chart, we have a lot of information around what type of practices and what type of skills would be most beneficial for each person.
Mm. And that's one of the questions that we're, the theme of the hour is for the listeners to think about what is it that you are cultivating in your life. And many people aren't aware of what that actually means. But before we get into that, I wanted to have you explain what the differences are from mainstream astrology, which most people are familiar with, to evolutionary astrology.
So the difference is in mainstream astrology, they're really looking at the character. So there's 10 planets in the chart, and they look at that character and what's manifesting this lifetime. There's also a signature in the chart called the moon's nodes. And the moon's nodes are an equation between the sun sign and the moon sign. And in evolutionary astrology, that gives us a lot of information around the karmic patterns. So when somebody in a previous lifetime had certain stressors or crises or predicaments, and then they transition out of that lifetime, the field of energy that was in that lifetime is not over. It actually comes with us into the next lifetime. And so the moon's nodes gives us information around what that field of energy is, what the problems were, what the missteps were, gives us information from when we're coming from and where we're going to. So we also look at the character, but what's the more central axis is the journey and the karmic journey. So where are we specifically on the map of developmental consciousness? And developmental consciousness is really about integrating spirit into the human psyche. And we have a lot of information regarding the journey of where that each person is specifically, the work they need to do, the karmic wounds they're coming with, which are often manifested in the family of origin. So it's not random. No one's life is random. It's all a reflection of the morphic resonance field that we're coming in with. And if we can begin to acquire an objective perspective of that, then we can begin to work that process.
Right. How does, you know, we have free will, obviously, and how does everything line up with that free will choice? Can we actually alter?
That's a great question. I mean, that's actually the whole intention of evolutionary astrology. See, the field of psychology was only invented 100 years ago. And so prior to that, the understanding of the psyche was pretty one-dimensional. And with the evolution of psychology in the collective human species, it's giving us a lot more information around what's making us tick. I mean, we have the conscious self, the subconscious self, the unconscious self. We actually know where those are coming from in the brain. now entering into the Aquarian age, understanding the brain and the neural networks of the brain and where those patterns come from. Nothing is destiny. Nothing is fate. Not even the patterns in the brain. So the most profound gift that every single human being is gifted with is the gift of consciousness. And once we can harness that consciousness and begin to apply it to our personal journey, that's where profound transformation happens. We literally rebirth, literally. And I think that's what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about being born again. He was talking about becoming more than your habituated patterns, becoming more than your lifetime morphic resonance fields. And each one of us has the power to do that. And each one of us comes in with a special gift to do that, not only for ourselves, but to support the communities and the relationships that we're a part of.
Right. I agree with that. You know, the message is, you know, 2,000 years old. And isn't it interesting how we perceive it or how it was perceived, you know, 1,000 years ago? But, yeah, it's an exciting when you really are conscious and you can see everything and feel everything, you know, right there, what's happening, that's when the that's when the substance comes. That's when all the juice comes in, and you're just, you know, you're in awe, really, of what the universe does when you're working with the universe versus, you know, not even being on your radar.
Right. I think that the whole issue of free will becomes much more powerful once we understand what conscious awareness is and actually how to apply it to what we're witnessing inside of ourselves on a daily basis.
Right, right. It is very powerful. So let's talk about the four primary skill sets in this developmental.
Yeah. So in psychology, I mean, psychology just mirrors. I mean, astrology was the first psychology to exist. Pre-psychology was astrology, and it still mirrors exactly. So we have the body intelligence, we have the emotional intelligence, we have mental intelligence, and we have the fire signs are, so the body intelligence are your earth signs, your Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Your emotional intelligence are the Cancer, the water signs, the Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And the mental intelligence is your air signs, your Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And the fire signs are about spirit. They're about will. They're about passion, the ability to create. So it's a lot about creative skills. And so anyone born with one of these, now everyone probably knows their sun sign. That sun sign is very important, but there's nine other planets. And we actually experience our personal sense of self often comes more from the moon sign. So I might be an Aries sun sign, but if I have a Taurus moon, then I'm going to have very, very different needs. So there are sites where you can go online and you can get a free chart, and you want to track your moon sign. You want to know where that is, because the moon is going to be how you're going to do emotional nurturing to yourself, and that's incredibly important. Emotional nurturing, like we all have a fantasy, like what I should have gotten from my parents or what I'm going to get from a lover or what I should be getting from my relationship. That's all mass media. It's all mass media trance. The most important person that's going to be nurturing you is yourself. Okay. And understanding your moon sign is like the key. Like, well how do I nurture myself? How do I have that experience? And understanding your moon sign is going to give you the key to what nurtures you the best and how to do that in the most refined, skillful way. Now, the sun sign has to do with more of what you're here to cultivate. So every sign, as I mentioned, all the water signs are here to cultivate emotional awareness. Emotional awareness, emotional skills, they have a low end. All of the intelligences have a low end and a high end. And in astrology chart, there's an element called aspects that gives us information. If we're coming in with the energy that's functioning at a low end, or we're coming in with energy that's functioning at a high end, like, for example, all these Syrian refugees, they're going to have a tremendous amount of fear, because the ones who die in these war zones, they're dying with no security. And that's a morphic resonance field that will come into the next lifetime. And sometimes we incarnate then, you know, like somebody might incarnate. I had a friend who had a baby, and she had night terror every night as a baby. And this was a very, very loving parent. And nobody understood what was going on for her. But when we looked at the chart, you know, I saw a lot of violence in the chart. So she came in with that morphic resonance field. So the chart gives us information. It's like a blueprint. It's an imprint of what's programming you at an unconscious level. And typically what that program is manifests in the family of origin. Now, this has been really hard because, you know, since television started, every day people sit in their homes being inundated with this cultural trance of, I should have. You know, in fact, half of my astrology clients who call is like, well, I want to know about when my soulmate's coming. And I say, well, welcome to the Aquarian age. You know what's going to happen in the Aquarian age? Your soulmate is actually inside of you.
I love that.
So how do you cultivate your own connection with your own soulmate that's residing inside of you? How do you clear out the wounds and the defense systems and all of the attachments of what's supposed to be happening so that you can begin to experience that sacred marriage that comes from inside? And the partners, because the partners that we manifest, the partners that we share alchemy with, they're kind of the externalization of a lot of our unconscious programming. So I can go out, you know, people have a list of, here's all the things I want in a partner, and I'm thinking about, well, I wonder what your partnership is like inside of you. Because that's probably you're going to manifest more than your list of all these perfect ideal traits. That's going to be something outside of you. So how do we cultivate our own soulmate inside? Well, that's taking ownership of these four intelligences. And the chart will give us a balance. So in the chart's readings, one of the first things I cover, we have a summary of the planets. How many earth signs do you have? How many emotional signs do you have? How many air signs do you have? How many fire signs do you have? So right away, there's some people who have a nice balance, 2, 3, 3, 2. There's some people who have 0 in one element. And that's a problem, because that psyche is going to have imbalance.
And now, is that when you talk about the low end and the high end? Is that what you mean when some people have 0 and others have 2s and 3s?
No, let me give you an example.
Okay, explain about that low end, high end.
So we'll just take, you want to choose a sign for me to talk about in terms of the low end and the high end?
Sure. Well, we'll do Virgo. Guess why?
Are you a Virgo? That's a great sign. That's a great sign. Virgo gets a bad rap. I love talking about Virgo.
Oh, good.
The hieroglyphs, Virgos have a hard time, but let me talk about Virgo. The hieroglyph from Virgo is the Virgin. Now, this hieroglyph, this symbol, you know, is a couple thousand years old. When we think of a virgin today, we think of somebody that's asexual, that's celibate, that's a spinster. The Virgo, a couple thousand years ago, was the priestess. So at that time in history, you were either a wife and a mother, or you went into an ashram or a convent.
Mm-hmm.
The Virgo was the woman who committed to self-transformation. She wasn't yoked to caretake any family, any husband. She was committed and lived in a community that was committed to her spiritual evolution. So what Virgo is here for is to learn about, so those that come in incarnate with Virgo sun signs are here to learn about inner attunement and balancing systems. What systems? Well, there's lots of systems that we live in. And the very first system is the body, the mind, the emotions, and the will. That's the very first system. The Virgos are given the gift of acute sensitivity to multiple details. And there's a reason that they're given that, because they're here for self-assessment, for self-responsibility, and learning how to create internal balance between the elements, fire, earth, air, and water, body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Now, because they're given this acute awareness, they have amazing practical skills. But here's what happens with Virgo. So the high end of Virgo, the high end is managing internal and external systems with excellence. They have profound competency. They have amazing practical skills. The problem is they expect everybody else to have the same type of skills, and they don't. Virgo excels at this. Nobody else has this level of skills. They have a vision of perfection, both inside and outside. And the low end, when they lack the refinement of the skills, is they're always measuring the distance between what their vision is and what's actually happening in this moment.
Now, hold that thought, and when we come back, you can elaborate. We need to take our first break, everyone.
Okay.
We're with Dr. Deborah Dooley, and I want to give out her site. It's evolutionaryastrology.org, just as it sounds, evolutionaryastrology.org. She can do your charts much more. But the chart is intensive. I've had that done many years ago. So stay with us. I want to give the numbers out when we come back, because you can call in and talk with Deborah. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Deborah Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Deborah and take a leap to freedom.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back, and you're listening to the Love by Intuition show, and we have Dr. Deborah Dooley, who is her focus now is on evolutionary astrology. Anyone that would like to call in, if you are out there, when at the beginning of the show we were saying, what is it that you are cultivating in your life? And every sign has a focus of what they're cultivating. And before we get back to Deborah, though, I want to put the numbers down. If you'd like to call in, Brad is in the house, and our numbers here at 1510 are 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. Again, 866-338-9663. So before the break, you were just discussing about the high and low and what happens with a Virgo in the high, and then the opposite is the lower part when they're expect from others. So in that, just go, if you can go back a little bit, and then describe again, please.
So the gift that Virgo brings is a high level of competency regarding the refinement of functioning systems, both internally and externally. And because they're so good at so many practical skills, they have a tendency to overextend and help a lot of people. And that helping a lot of people then often results in resentment and martyrdom. And they always have a vision of where they want somebody else to go or where they want themselves to go. And then they don't make the mark, and then there can be a lot of self-criticism. So the low end, the lack of skill with Virgo, tends to be chronic self-criticism, never being enough, and the situation is never enough, and people are never enough. So it's this kind of syndrome of always the glass is half empty. And Virgos, when I talk to Virgos across the board, they all recognize this. And I always say, here's what I want you to do. Your awareness is amazing. I want you to learn to take your awareness and extract all the judgment and extract all the attachment. Because pure awareness is empowering. Increased awareness increases choices. Increasing choices sustains the capacity to begin to make new systems, which refines inner attunement and brings a higher level of functioning to balancing systems. Systems are inside of us, the integration of the body, mind, emotions, and spirit, and they're also outside of us. So if I'm in a partnership, a marriage, that's a system. If I'm in a family, that's a system. If I have a boss, that's a system. And most of them are broken because most people have limitations. Virgo has to let go of their attachment to gain things right. That's the low end of Virgo.
Right. And we were speaking during the break that when, once you're conscious and you're doing the inner work and you're evolving, you know yourself so well that you can soften some of this. And as we age, I really feel, as you go along with your evolution and your aging, a lot of the things that you were so caught up in don't mean anything anymore because you're focused on, you know, from the higher end of things, looking at beyond just yourself.
People don't recognize is that inside your brain, there's actually a garden of neural networks. And just because somebody has a new understanding, all those neural networks, they don't actually change. So we're constantly cultivating by our choices and how we perceive, we're constantly cultivating the old system or the new system. And somebody that has spent time doing that before they come into their senior years, they really reap the benefits of this because they've cultivated a new neural network that has more about essence and spirit. And then that does begin to take over because they started that garden before they lost the conscious ability to create that new garden.
I like your terminology with the garden. That's beautiful. I like that. So so each person, I think it's so key with the work you're doing to know exactly who we are and what our thoughts are, what are our belief systems, because if you're mainstream, you're not even thinking about what your belief systems are. And that's the, I think that's the fun part that's entertaining and fascinating when you learn more about what you're actually carrying, what your belief system is.
Yes, yes. It's kind of the key to the lock for me. It's like once you understand what your infrastructure, what your assumptions about life, and what's supposed to be happening and how you're processing data, how your what your perceptions are. Like once you are no longer getting victimized by those, then you open up the field of new possibilities.
Right.
And being around a community that's also doing that work is just like, you know, you need that. We all need that support because this is hard work. You know, we're changing habituated patterns. This is hard work. We need to be around people who understand this hard work and we can support each other.
Absolutely. So let's go beyond that because you talked about the, you know, the new technology that's coming, the advancement and how exciting that is.
It's amazing.
Speak to that, please.
Yeah, let me just introduce one piece because everybody can get this. In the body, we have a piece called heart coherence. And heart coherence is the foundation of all physiological and psychological systems. Now, there's free apps for all smartphones to be able to monitor and track and practice your heart coherence every day. Heart coherence is the regularity of your heartbeat, which is regulated by your breath. So in addition to that, this is going to become more mainstream. I mean, I do what's called neurofeedback. I put sensors on people's brains, and I change the electrical current. I mean, I don't put any current in. I just reward what is more balanced brain. So by using sound, I reward what a balanced brain state is. And people in 60 minutes can feel a shift between their habituated patterns and coming more into their own essence, coming in more into their own soul. And that imprint then, it gives us a new radar to track. And I think within 10 years that instead of TVs, we're going to be having neurofeedback in the homes. Because everybody should be having this ability to do this. It shouldn't be, you know, right now it's regulated by the FDA to only have health practitioners having this, because you do have to have some knowledge. But there's one, Mind Alive, it's a company, mindalive.com, could be .org, Mind Alive. They have an entrainment instrument that does sound and light entrainment for the brain. And that regulates the brain. So if you're anxious, then you train lower. And if you're depressed, then you train higher. Now, anybody can buy that. And so now technology is starting to support us in the practice of transforming consciousness, which is just profoundly exciting. I mean, just this is all in the past 15 years. So we've turned a corner in terms of now applying this advanced technology to the transformation of consciousness. And people can have this in their homes, and this can be what they're entertaining themselves with instead of the mass media trances.
And so what is the web address again for that?
Mind Alive. And Mind Alive, it's either .org or .com. Let me get it real quick for you. .com, mindalive.com.
Okay.
And the Delight Pro is the instrument.
Okay, interesting. Well, we're coming up on another break already, and the time's flying. I want to give the numbers out again. Brad is in the house, as mentioned earlier. Our numbers here at 1510 are 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. You can call and ask Deborah a question. You can share if you're what you're cultivating in your life. If you already know what that is, call us and let us know and ask a question as well. So we'll be back in a moment. Oh, and Deborah's site is evolutionaryastrology.org. Just as it sounds, evolutionaryastrology.org. And you can also send her an email, info@Deborah, and it's spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H, the long version. Dooley is D-O-O-L-E-Y.com, DeborahDooley.com, info@. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pestana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love.
By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
And we are back, and we have a caller, John from Saugus. John, are you there? And welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, I'm glad that you're listening. Thank you for that. And did you have a question for Deborah or want to talk about what you're cultivating in your life?
I'm just trying to be grounded. My birthday is 10/20/1959. I'm just trying to get that grounded in healing. Trying to go through a healing process.
Oh. So did you have a question?
What would be my best way of grounding myself to make connections with people? I guess that would be the only question I could think of. I tend to be top heavy, if that makes any sense to you.
I might encourage you to do a very slow yoga class.
Okay.
Especially one that focuses on breathing. So when you say talk heavy is, you know, the higher mind, it's up, it's air, and you need to come down into the body. So any body, Tai Chi, slow yoga, not fast yoga for you, slow yoga that has an emphasis on the breath. And yoga communities are really beautiful communities. On the East Coast, the big yoga community is Kripalu. And it's really nice when you start yoga to actually go to a weekend retreat.
Okay.
And you'll find they're beautiful people at the retreats for yoga.
Okay.
I also highly recommend the Heart Coherence free app for you if you have a smartphone.
No, I get online.
You go to the App Store.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's going to help you come into your body. If you're generating heart coherence, it's going to pull your consciousness into your breath, and regulating your breath is going to regulate your heart coherence. And when you do that 20 minutes, you're going to feel a shift in the biology of your body.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good that you understand that you're too much in the frontal cortex, and that you need grounding. And so there's lots of support communities for grounding.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm sure if I could suffer that.
Yeah, that works. Well, we wish you blessings with all of that and stay listening and tune in another time. And you can get in touch with Deborah. It's info@deborahdooley.com. And her site is evolutionaryastrology.org.
That might give you more guidance, John, if you actually had a chart done, because that would talk about, you know, it makes me wonder how many earth signs you have. I mean, I think it's great that you understand the nature of what you're dealing with, but when somebody has a lot of, oh, okay, he'll hear me on the radio. But John's a great example. When somebody has a lot of air signs, then they do, their minds tend to race ahead of everything else, and they lose their substance. And we can get that information in the chart.
That's good. Well, John, thank you for calling in. Okay. All right, Deborah.
And along the same lines, if we have somebody who has too many earth signs, they can tend to be too sedentary, and they can tend to be stagnant. You know, and they can tend to repeat patterns and never change what's not working because they're just in the element of the body. They're in the element of matter.
Right.
And likewise with the emotions. I mean, sometimes I think emotions are the hardest because if somebody has too much water in their chart, they tend to be constantly victimized by emotional reactivity. That's really painful.
Right.
You know, some people, their reality is their emotions that they're feeling. And you know, that's not a high emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is an emotion is not a truth. An emotion is a symptom. It's a manifestation of how in or out of balance you are with yourself.
Right.
So that's emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And in a Cancer sign, well, you know, the high end of Cancer is it has beautiful empathy space. I mean, Cancer is one of the most compassionate signs, but it's super, super sensitive. And Cancer is a really hard sign to have in our country because we're not a very emotional country. You know, the Latin countries are much more heart-centered and more heart-based, and they connect through their emotions. So Cancers get hurt a lot in our culture, you know, and they tend not to always do great in school because they're not working with the air element, which is what our school rewards, is the air element.
Mm. So where the time is flying by, Deborah, and I wanted to ask you, you know, how has astrology, you know, how do you use it in your own life? And how has it changed your life?
I'm not a mainstream astrologer in the sense, you know, most astrologers, they're always looking at their transits and they're always trying to predict what's going to happen. And I don't do that at all, in fact. I can remember the big crises I've had in my life, and I go back and I look at those transits. I go, oh, yeah, that was Pluto on my moon, or that was Pluto on my rising sign. And Pluto is the planet of death, rebirth, and transformation. But if we're not on track with what needs to be reborn inside of us, Pluto can be very painful. And so if someone's not on a path of becoming consciously aware and they get a Pluto transit, typically Pluto will give you some pretty big lessons. So what I do, like for example, this weekend I had a learning curve, and after the learning curve, I wanted to get insight about what was this learning curve, and a learning curve, you know, often involves conflict. And so I wanted to get more insight about the learning curve. And sure enough, I go to my transit chart, and sure enough, Saturn is right on the root of my chart. Like, Saturn conjunct Mars. So that means ego structure conjunct power planet. And there was a big, you know, power altercation in my family of origin. And so that was really helpful for me to understand that I'm rewiring my ego structure around personal power in relationships. So it helps me deepen, and it helps me understand the lessons that I'm attempting to integrate. All of our life till the very end, we're going to be integrating lessons. So in astrology, we have a blueprint that the heavens look like when you were born, but all those planets keep moving, and that's called a transit. And sometimes those planets touch things in your chart that's going to accelerate a learning curve. There's nothing wrong with learning curves. They can be very exciting if you're prepared for them. But if the storm is coming, which is usually what a learning curve is, you want to feel like you're going to master the ship. So you're riding the wave of the learning curve. But if you're kind of lollygagging around in the low end of your signs and then the storm comes, you pretty much get tossed around by a lot of waves.
Mm-hmm.
So astrology can really give you insight, like what's attempting to be integrated right now? What's the skills that you need to rise to the occasion with? And what type of skill is it? Is it a mental skill or emotional skill or a somatic skill? And what do you need to be fine-tuning, you know, to be able to ride this learning curve and to be able to integrate what you're here to learn? So in an evolutionary chart, we have the very end goal, which is your north node. That's not your destiny, but it's what is going to evolve your soul. When you actualize your north node, that's what's going to evolve your soul and bring you into the state of your most wholeness. A state of internal integrated wholeness is what opens up the kingdom of God and nirvana and Shambhala and bliss. It's not something outside of you. It's something inside of you, and it has everything 100% to do with your internal integration. And we all need skills to help facilitate that. And so that's what the chart will do. It'll say, what are the skills that you need in this lifetime? And what are the skills that you need in this season, depending on what your transit chart is saying right now?
Right. It's mesmerizing how you're sharing all this information. And it's really, I mean, the tools are there for us, all built in. We just need to be aware.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this point in time in history. You know, when I started my work as a psychotherapist, which was in the 80s, we didn't have all the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this turn of this millennium or this century, well, both, I think it's the first time we have the complete tool set.
Right.
And that it's available for each person. And they just have to understand how to resource themselves, how to support themselves, how to get the type of support they need to support where they are in their own evolution.
From your perspective, do you, I'm sure that you're on the same page, but do you see that how we change the world from the, you know, from that victim mindset into the love, and that's how we're going to bring peace to the world by working on ourselves? Getting to know ourselves.
Yeah, I think it starts at an individual level. And I think as the individuals do their own transformation work, then we begin to gather as communities. And there are, you know, as a community, we have morphic resonance fields. And then as countries, we have morphic resonance fields. And this is a dark time right now. You know, there's massive chaos going on. And it's kind of, if we look at Pluto, death, rebirth, and transformation, we're definitely, there's a dark side right now around the globe, and it is chaos. And this is part of everything coming undone and coming apart.
Right.
And this is one reason it's so important for us to stay on our path, because we don't want to be an extension of that fear. You know, in the U.S., the politics right now, they're filled with fear. I mean, that's very much the old paradigm, that everything
right.
is trying to protect us from fear. And we need to recognize the fear inside of ourselves first.
Right.
And when we're no longer victimized by our own fear inside of ourselves, then we're not going to be victimized by the collective fear. I mean, I don't know if you remember on 9/11 when those planes hit the towers, the shockwave that went across the United States was the morphic resonance field was so palpable. I mean, it was just so strong. Those of us who had not integrated our internal fear, it lit up everybody's fear. And that's one thing that's happening right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's, you know, everything's bubbling up. But also, you just know that we're evolving. And
right.
with that said, we've come to the end of the show, and we're going to have you back, Deborah.
Oh, it'd be my delight. And thank you for having me, Deborah.
Oh, you're welcome. And for everyone out there, connect with Deborah. It's Evolutionary Astrology, just as it sounds, .org, not .com, .org. And her email is info@DeborahDooley.com. And so it's been an honor to have you. And everyone out there, listen to the show again because it's packed with info. And again, we will have Deborah back. Until the next time, really go within and sit with this information and ask yourself questions and let yourself evolve and go with it. Surrender to it. All right. Until the next time, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet,